Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So if you have a text and if you like to repeat, you can repeat. Thank you. Gama Vishacha Bhutani. So if you like to on the here you can we will just chant it a few times. Gam avishacha bhutani dharayam yaham ujasa yam ushnami chaushadhi sarva somo bhutvara satmaka Gam avishacha bhutani Dharayam yaham ujasa Pushnami chaushadi sarva Somo bhutvara satmaka
Gam avishacha bhutani
Dharayam yaham ujasa Pushnami chaushadi sarva
Somo
bhutvara satmaka Gama vishacha bhutani Dharayam yaham ujasa Gam avishacha bhutani
Dharayam yaham ujasa
Ushnami chaushadi sarva
Somo bhutvara satmaka
Word by word translation, please repeat. Gam, the planets.
Avisha,
entering.
Cha,
also. Bhutani, the living entities.
Dharayami,
sustain.
Aham,
I.
Ojasa,
by my energy.
Pushnami,
and nourishing.
Cha.
And
aushadi,
vegetables,
sarvaha,
all,
somaha,
the moon,
bhutva,
becoming,
rasa
atmaka,
supplying the
juice. Translation, I enter into each planet and by my energy they stay in orbit. I become the moon and thereby supply the juice of life to all vegetables. You want to repeat? I enter into each planet.
And by my energy,
they stay in orbit.
I become the moon.
And thereby
supply the juice of life
to all vegetables.
It is understood.
Okay, this is not the purpose. No, it's too long to repeat. Although it's very useful to repeat it. Because Srila Prabhupada, who wrote the translation and the purport, he said that the purports are more important than the texts. So, now we will read that. It is understood that all the planets are floating in the air only by the energy of the Lord. That is discussed. The Lord enters into every atom, every planet.
and every living being. That is discussed in the Brahma Samhita. It is said there that one plenary portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, enters into the planets, the universe, the living entity, and even into the atom. So due to his entrance, everything is appropriately manifested. When the spirit soul is there, a living man can float on the water. But when the living spark is out of the body, and the body is dead, the body sinks. Of course, when it is decomposed, it floats, just like straw and other things. But as soon as the man is dead, he at once sinks in the water. Similarly, all these planets are floating in space, and this is due to the entrance of the supreme energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His energy is sustaining each planet, just like a handful of dust. If someone holds a handful of dust, there is no possibility of the dust falling, but if one throws it in the air, it will fall down. Similarly, these planets which are floating in the air are actually held in the fist of the universal form of the Supreme Lord. By his strength and energy, all moving and non-moving things stay in their place. It is said in the Vedic hymns that because of the Supreme Personality of God, the sun is shining and the planets are steadily moving. Were it not for him, all the planets would scatter like dust in air and perish. Similarly, it is due to the Supreme Personality of Godhead that the moon nourishes all vegetables. Due to the moon's influence, the vegetables become delicious. Human society, without the moonshine, the vegetables can neither grow nor taste succulent. The human society is working, living comfortably, and enjoying food due to the supply from the Supreme Lord. So three things: working, living comfortably, and enjoying food. How come? Due to the supply of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, mankind could not survive. The word prasadmukha is very significant. Everything becomes palatable by the agency of the Supreme Lord through the influence of the moon. Omagyanati marmusya ganjana shalakaya chakshun emiritam natasma shi guruvena. So we are in the chapter called Purushottama Yoga, or the Yoga of the Supreme. It's a 15th chapter. So Krishna here, we get so much information about that person. Somebody noticed that in the today's text, in the purport, how many times we heard the Supreme Personality of Godhead? A few times, right? Almost five. So Srila Prabhupada is stressing also here in this text, and also somebody remembers why all these descriptions are there. So in the end of yesterday, for those who were here, Srila Prabhupada said these are some thoughts of to provoke Krishna consciousness in the conditioned soul. So Srila Prabhupada, he makes his point. Actually, Krishna consciousness of Krishna is already in all the living beings. It is inherent in all living beings, human beings. We are well aware of the existence of that Supreme Lord. Vamanda Bhamite Kona Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadit Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. But when we encounter a spiritual master, so we become more clear on this. But Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabana Shravanadi Shudachiti Karaya Udoya. When we hear about Krishna, all the love and all the consciousness of Krishna will come out. So Srila Prabhupada therefore established classes in the mornings and in the evenings all over the world, so we can revive our dormant Krishna consciousness by hearing Shravana, faithful hearing from the bona fide source, like the scriptures. This is Bhagavad Gita, it's authoritative scripture. So just hearing is so nice, Srila Prabhupada says. When we can revive our original consciousness, as Srila Prabhupada sometimes calls it. So our original consciousness is not egoism or what we see all around us, what we see happening. It's only this unnatural situation of the soul placed in a material situation. It's very incompatible situation, and we start to act unnaturally. We start to act as the master of the world, of the Lord of all we survey. And this tendency is very developed over many lifetimes of conditioned life. So we cannot trace when, as a soul, we entered this material realm. It may be many lifetimes ago. But there is no need to find out exactly when it happened. We just know it's a long time ago, and Srila Prabhupada says, since time immemorial. So now, the more important question is, so how can we solve the problems of life, and how can we get out of this incompatible situation, the situation of a fish outside of the water? Do you see the scene on the beach? A fish is flapping and he only wants to go back to the water. And the conditioned souls, they're also hankering for their original situation in the spiritual realm. So this is very much the message of the Bhagavad Gita. It's showing us how, by developing transcendental knowledge, by hearing about Krishna and Krishna consciousness, how we can be delivered from what illusion, from ignorance, from the prison house of this conditioned life, material existence. Due to lack of knowledge, we are not in a happy situation or not in an ideal situation. Our happiness stays with us only for a limited amount of time, and then it vanishes, just like this sand goes through your fingers. So in this text today, it is explained that everything, all the universes, they are being held in the fist of the Lord. So because everything can exist only due to the presence of the energy of the Lord, He is all pervading. So He is entering also as this aspect of Paramatma into the universe, therefore the universe is alive. Into the living being, so in all of us, also Krishna is present as a super soul, and also He is present in each and every atom of the creation, and we can become aware that we are dependent in all respects on the Supreme Lord, because if it were not for Krishna who becomes the moon, so everything will be so tasteless. So it's very meaningful how Srila Prabhupada says in general that everything becomes palatable by the agency of the Supreme Lord through the influence of the moon. So nowadays, sometimes when you get a tomato which is cultivated in a glass house, greenhouse, there is no taste. Have you noticed? So it's watery taste. But it's not always been like that. So when the moon can shine, so there is this wonderful succulent taste of vegetables, original taste. So what we now sometimes get, it explains how we cannot bypass the Lord, how we are dependent on Him. We can produce something that is similar to a tomato, but it's not a tomato. We really cannot certify it as a tomato, although we sell it for a tomato, because there is no taste, and strawberries, and so on. So sometimes we think we can beat the Lord by bypass, by making some material arrangement, but is it working? We can judge according to the result, palena parichiyate. But if a wise man does not make the experiment, but he accepts it from the scripture, so that's a first-class intelligence. In another place in the Bhagavad Gita, it was explained also how we are dependent on the Lord, because He is supplying rain, and rain, we cannot create rain. We really cannot control. But then how rain will come? At the right time also, by performing yagya. And what is yagya? Activities to please the Supreme Lord, the controller of everything. So yagya, or sacrifice, has been performed throughout the ages by all classes of men all over the world. But there's a variety of yagyas. What is meant is activities that please the Lord. So everybody does some sacrifice. Somebody sacrifices his time as a volunteer, and he's doing some humanitarian welfare work. Somebody else is working very hard, and by fruitive activities they try to make the world a better place, and especially our own situation, try to improve our material situation by working very hard, doing that sacrifice. And sometimes people get up very early to be ready for going to work, and then work very hard. But the sacrifice, in the third chapter, Krishna said, Yagyartat karmanam yata lokoyam karma bandhanaha. Work should be performed as a sacrifice to Vishnu, otherwise it will be binding us to this material world more and more. So we want to understand the essence of knowledge. Spiritual knowledge teaches us we're not in the right place, and we're not supposed to be here, but there is a better place. Parastasmat tu bhavanyo vyakto vyaktat sanatana. It's not manifested to our material limited vision, but it's there. It's called unmanifested, and it's a spiritual realm. And one can enter that realm by service attitude. That's the attitude of our original consciousness, as a tiny, integral part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, of the Supreme Person, Mamai Vaksha Jiva Loki, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, Manasha Stani Indriyani Pagati Stani Karshati. So we stop the struggle for existence, and especially the struggle with the senses, which include our mind, by realizing we are an amsha, a part of a bigger whole, and we have a function. We are very significant in relation to the whole. In a very complicated machine, there are so many parts, right? Even little screws, nuts and bolts, but they become very significant when they hold a moving part in an engine. When the screw is gone, so the moving part flies off and it distorts your whole engine. Now, we are not that significant that we can destroy the whole universe if we don't cooperate in this master plan. But we create some disturbance. I mean, isn't it that when somebody lives a very godless life, that he encroaches upon his fellow human being rights, what to speak of other living beings' rights. So we see this is going on in this age of Kali, of the age of degradation, that people couldn't care less sometimes about a master plan somebody has created for everybody's happiness. And it's sufficient to partake of that plan, to cooperate with such a wonderful plan where everybody can be happy, all the living entities, to be happy ourselves. But then yet somehow or other, due to illusion, because we're not aware of this master plan, or we are reluctant to accept it due to false ego, we have a better plan. Why do we want to have a different opinion than Krishna? Somebody raised this question. Why do we always need to have a better opinion than somebody who is very intelligent? Not very intelligent, the most intelligent. Because we suspect him not to be well motivated, right? He's ill motivated. This is another common misconception. But no, Bhagavad Gita says it's Suridhana, Sarvabhutanam, the best friend of all living beings. But somehow or other, we think he's maybe not, so let me not cooperate with his plan. Due to illusion only, because in this world we see somebody becomes powerful, he misuses his power. We project such conceptions on God. People are bad when they are powerful, so God must be bad, necessarily, because he is powerful. So he must be misusing his power too. Because we give him like an anthropomorphic projection. He's like us. He's just like one of us. So much illusion is there in the world. How could we think such a thing? So there is no information, or there is disinformation, wrong information. So Bhagavad Gita sets everything straight. If we go to this source, authentic text, where Krishna helps the living being who is struggling very hard to become happy, to get rid of all these futile attempts for becoming happy, and showing the right path, the easy way. By surrendering to Krishna, everything will be taken care of. Then Krishna takes care. So, trust me, Krishna says, in the last chapter. He says, Mashucha, that means trust me. Yeah? Don't be afraid, don't worry. So, please trust me, trust my plan. So, kindly now accept my embrace. Lord is extending his embrace. He wants to hug you. He wants to hold you tightly. And due to illusion, we are somehow or other turning away from such a loving proposal by Suridham Sarvabhutanam, the best friend of all living beings. We are living beings, right? So we are included there. So, and in this 15th chapter, so Krishna explains how to see him. Yeah. So some thoughts to provoke Krishna consciousness in the conditioned soul. Krishna knows we are reluctant. He knows we are stubborn. We are rebels. We are skeptical. So he's speaking so beautifully. The splendor of the sun, which dissipates the darkness of this whole world, comes from me. And the splendor of the moon and the splendor of fire are also from me. And I enter into each planet, and by my energy they stay in orbit. I become the moon, and thereby supply the juice of life to all vegetables. And I am the fire of digestion. Did you always wonder how come everything is digested? It's going automatically, and we are not so much conscious of it. But sometimes it's not digested. So and it's because of Krishna, because he says, I am the fire of digestion. And I join with the air of life, outgoing and incoming, to digest the four kinds of foodstuff. So, Krishna, by giving us some hints, some how to see him in this world, he wants to provoke some Krishna consciousness in us. Or bring it out. It's already there, according to this verse we quoted in the beginning, that pure love of God is eternally dormant in the heart of the living being, and it does not have to be gained from any outside source. It's already there, but it can be reawakened by hearing about Krishna. So these are some thoughts. We can try to see Krishna by studying the Bhagavad Gita, when we see fire, when we see the sun, when we see the moon. Be grateful. When we honor prasadam, when we take food stuff, we can be aware that Krishna will digest it. So we want to take this information to heart, apply it in our life, and become successful. The human mission is to realize ourselves. We are eternal spirit soul, and fish, they belong in the water. Spirit souls belong in the spiritual realm. We are servants of Who? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as we are a personality, and there is a Supreme Personality, and we are eternally related in love. So this is a wonderful thing. So it's not only a servant-master relationship, but it's a loving relationship. But by serving, we bring out the love. But we have to practice. We forgot we are a lover. We forgot how to love. But love is a verb. You may have heard that in human dealings. If we neglect any human relationship, it will, by the law of entropy, it will get lost. Any relationship, if not cultivated. So it's an endogene process. You always have to put in energy, right? And then with Krishna it's the same thing. So now for some time we may have neglected that relationship. All of us in the material world, we have been wandering about through many species of life, and also maybe the human form of life, not caring for this relationship. So, but as soon as we cultivated it again, we start to become very happy, and ultimately we can attain the supreme happiness of returning back home, back to Godhead. Back to Godhead is the motto of the movement for Krishna consciousness. So all those souls who are lost in this world, we want to go together back home, back to Godhead, and join Krishna in his supreme pleasure dance. Srila Prabhupada explains like that. So isn't that wonderful? Such a wonderful party is waiting for us, if we want it. Invitation has been extended, and now we can accept the invitation by going to the meeting point, the bank of the Yamuna. So you're invited. You just need to arrange for a few signatures, and make sure you have the right dress code, which is a clean heart, so it means no lust, no envy, no anger, and not like that. So that's basically what it's all about. Do you like dancing? Personally, I do. Dancing? So this is a very beautiful dance. It's on the bank of a river, and there's a moonlit night, and everybody is very have very good relationships, and it's all centered around one wonderful person. He is just so wonderful. He's so beautiful. And there is nobody who can be more beautiful. And he's so kind, and he takes care so nicely. So he's waiting. And he's inviting us through this book, which he himself spoke. He gives us an explanation about ourselves. And it's worthwhile to study such a wonderful book. So I think I spoke enough. I hope it was of some use to you and relevance. But if there are some points for clarification, we have a few minutes for that. Or if you would like to ask a question, then you're welcome to do so. Thank you for listening. Kanta Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. And in 5 minutes there will be some singing, or we could even do a little singing now if you like Hare Krishna singing. We can do some more. And I'll just say a few words about it. Chanting is calling out to Krishna. He is a person, and here's his name. Would you do it? Both. So Hare Krishna and Rama, and Hare is Radharani, Hara, and Krishna is the all-attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Rama is God, the source of all energy. And together this Mahamantra, Maham is powerful. This Mahamantra, the great chant for deliverance, as Srila Prabhupada calls it, it is, this is a prayer, which means, my dear Supreme Lover, please accept me and please allow me to serve you. And would you like to chant with the meaning in mind? Yes? A little bit? So, thank you for coming. And please, from the core of your heart, re-establish, reconnect. Yoga means to reconnect. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. Can you do that again? A little louder.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
with your heart.
Rama.
Yes, keep on going.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Madhu?
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Yes, a little louder, please, all together.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Yes, again, all together.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Yeah, little louder.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, Nitai Gora, Hari Bol, Nitai Gora, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gora, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol.
Thank you very much, and I will be much more singing with much more professional musicians.
Shri Prabhupada ki, Shri Bhagavad Gita ki.